owl asks who, the answer is always him. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Doc.
That's right, kiddies. Time for a little fish talk. We call him the Doc here in Outdoor Journal. His name is Gord Peiser. He is the award-winning, world-renowned angling expert and the fishing editor for Outdoor Canada magazine. An all-around nice guy and a gentleman, too, and a scholar and also a judge of fine wines. His name is Gord. Morning, bud. How you doing?
How are you doing, Ange?
Oh, we're doing good. We're coping. We're doing good. I think it's this is our first real pandemic live episode.
Wow, isn't that crazy?
It's nuts. It's been interesting. We've opened up a chat line so that we can communicate with the listenership as we talk to them because we can't take phone calls.
Yes.
And yeah, so this has been really interesting, Gord.
Cool.
Yeah, we've been having a really good time.
Good for you.
And the one we just got in, and it's perfect to talk about with you. One of our guests, his name is Smart Bass.
Ooh.
His name. He says, "Hey, Angelo, when choosing a fishing lure, what is the most important feature?" That's interesting.
Great question.
Before we answer that, we have Greg that wants to know, I think people should be allowed to go check out their cottage, trailer, and boats for damage from the weather. So he's saying, we should not have to avoid going to check out our, because, Gordon, we've been talking all morning about what's going to happen. A lot of our boat launches are shut down. A lot of cottagers are being told not to go to the cottage. Fishing is probably going to get postponed, or opening of trout season is going to get postponed. So we've been talking about that all morning with the listenership, and this is one of them is saying we should be allowed to go back to the cottage and trailer and check for damages with our boats and all that stuff. So
for sure, yeah, you know, as you said at the very beginning, Ange, unprecedented times, and so we've never faced this before. But you know, the other really, I was so impressed yesterday with the Ontario, that hour and a half briefing with the three medical folks. And I have to be honest, I was truly impressed and have been with Doug Ford in terms of Ontario. And you lay out the options for folks. And I was thinking this morning, it would be like if you went to the doctor and you were overweight and you were a heavy smoker and didn't exercise. What they did yesterday said was, listen, if you continue smoking and don't exercise, this is what your life expectancy is going to probably be. But if you quit smoking and you start exercising, you can do this. And, you know, they've given us three options, and we're in this together, so hopefully we all pull together.
So let me ask you, Gord, what would happen if, like the province of Nova Scotia and the province of New Brunswick, province of Quebec, if the announcement comes out tomorrow that we are going to not close, we're going to postpone the opening of fishing season until further notice.
And I again, watching the folks yesterday, I'm so impressed with the cooperation, the leadership in Canada. We're so far right now, we have so far fewer cases than the U.S. per capita, so far fewer deaths than the U.S. per capita, and it shows clearly what we've done is working. And so if they said that, my wife has autoimmune disease and lung disease. My best buddy in Kenora here just had 92 days out of intensive care in the hospital. I don't want either of those people to get it. So if our leaders and our health experts are telling us, you know what, that's what we should do for a month or 2 months, my answer is that's what we should do.
Yeah, how can folks continue being in denial? That's the part that blows my mind.
Yeah.
How can you continue going on and being in total denial of what's happening around you? As evidence from last weekend's fiasco in the GTA, or downtown, more importantly, in Toronto, where folks were out in the parks and just, you know, doing their thing. Like there's nothing going on.
Yeah, you know, and I hate to personalize it, and you had a heart attack. You're one of the folks at risk.
Absolutely.
If someone is saying to me, Gord, you can't go fishing for a month and that's going to really help Ange. My answer is absolutely. I'm not going fishing for a month.
Exactly. So it's going to be interesting. By the way, thank you for thinking of me. I appreciate it. but it's going to be interesting to see, because I'm already getting little messages of outrage.
Oh, come on. This is looking after our neighbors. This is looking after our friends. Gosh, the least we can do.
It's the greatest, to me, this is the greatest opportunity that people have ever had in any time in our history that the people who are listening to this program right now have lived through. This is the greatest time to show that you're not a selfish individual.
Yes.
This is the greatest time to say, hey, it's not just about me. Because, yes you know, there are definitely, you know, age groups and certain folks who are more prone to be affected by this dreaded virus than others. And it's a great time to say to them, hey, I'm thinking of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, you know, 4 weeks or 6 weeks of not being able, big deal. People are out of work, losing their jobs, and we can't go fishing for 4 weeks or something. Come on.
Okay, Gordy, we have 30 seconds each to answer that question.
It's a great question.
When choosing a fishing lure, what is the most important feature? Go, Gordy.
How deep that lure runs. If the fish are down on the bottom, you don't want to be throwing a top water. Number one always is depth control. You need to be able to control that lure to be at the depth the fish are at. Number two is speed. If they want it slow, then you better be able to present it slow. If they want it fast, present it fast. So depth control, speed control, the two most important things every time you pick a lure.
How great is that? You did it, Gordy.
Size profile is the next two.
We'll talk more about that next week, my friend. Always a pleasure. You take care of yours, you and yours up there in the north, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Stay safe, Ange.
All right, you too. Gord Peiser, the doc. If you want more about Gord, go to fishingcanada.com and .ca. I think they own both those URLs because I don't have it in front of me. I'm going to assume that anyways. All right, we made it. Steven, we made it.
Yes, we did.
We could do this. I think we could do this show. Right?
We've been doing it for 20-something years. So.
I know, but I think we could do it. We're good. Listen, I want to thank everybody for joining us on our little experiment today. We're going to build it bigger and better in the weeks to come. It'll be the ODJ Radio live chat. As I've told you in the past, folks, we will keep doing this as long as we can. You keep joining us. We'll get through this. The sun will rise once again. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. On behalf of the entire team, Stephen Labadie, Derek Randale, I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday, and be safe.